I'm author and critic David Agronoff. I'm a horror and science fiction author, critic, and researcher. In this podcast, I wanted to provide in-depth interviews and panel discussions with everyone from New York Times bestselling authors to researchers, musicians, and anyone I find interesting. Welcome to Postcards from a Dying World.
Hello, and welcome to another special bonus episode of Postcards from a Dying World. Here, I'm going to do another short bonus video on the can't-miss books by cyberpunk legend John Shirley. Now, John Shirley is one of my favorite authors whose most famous work is probably the screenplay or co-writing the screenplay of The Crow. He's the man that gave Eric Draven a guitar. But John Shirley is the guy that William Gibson called cyberpunk patient zero. He's been writing science fiction since the 70s. His debut novel, Dracula in Love, is a horror classic. And in the late 70s, he also wrote his first science fiction novel, Transmaniacon, is one of the best bizarro science fiction novels you'll ever read. And part of it takes place in Portland, Oregon, where John, as frontman for the original frontman for Sadonation and Obsession, was one of the earliest Portland punk rockers. So punk rock and science fiction, of course, I think he's awesome. But John doesn't just have science fiction masterpieces. He also has masterpieces in horror, but we'll talk about that in a second. So let's start off with what his science fiction masterpiece is. And I have the old school paperback right here of City Come a Walkin'. And, you know, there's a newer edition that actually has an introduction by William Gibson. And that paperback is, that trade paperback is probably the one you want to get. But as far as this, to me, is John Shirley's science fiction masterpiece. It's about the kind of unconscious, subconscious of a city and it coming to life. And it is cyberpunk on a level that doesn't kind of exist within like the whole internet structure, but it predates that. It's from 1978, and that it's a good matchup with John Bruner's the Shockwave writer for proto cyberpunk novels, because this book happened before cyberpunk was a thing. But City Come a Walking is a science fiction masterpiece, in my opinion. Now, you could say his trilogy, his Song Called Youth trilogy books, which kind of predicted the rise of like fascist right-wing Christianity. You know, you could easily argue that those are John's science fiction masterpieces. And there's a collection of all those, of all three of those books into one big doorstop collection that you can get. I recommend those too. But to me, City Come a Walking is the can't miss science fiction masterpiece of John Shirley. Now, if we're going to talk about his science fiction masterpiece, we should also talk about his horror masterpiece. Listen, I wrote a lot of the bonus features on the ebook for Wet Bones by John Shirley. I've talked about this book ad nauseum as being my favorite horror novel of all time. To me, this is John's absolute masterpiece, written in 1991. John has been vocal about the fact that he was recovering from drug addiction when he wrote this book. And this book is a angry anti-drug masterpiece. And it is kind of, it's in part like a serial killer novel, but also has some Lovecraftian elements. It also satirizes Hollywood. It's kind of Cronenbergian and body horror at times. But like I said, it's also Lovecraftian and mythological. And basically, you have a serial killer and a monster who feeds off your addictions, which is a great analogy for what addiction does to a person. So to me, City Come A-Walking is his science fiction masterpiece, and Wet Bones is his horror masterpiece. But he's had lots of other great horror novels, and we'll talk about that here in a bit. Besides all the novels, John Shirley is an incredible short story writer. He's won the International Horror Guild for his collection Black Butterflies and won the Bram Stoker Award for Black Butterflies. So yes, Black Butterflies is an amazing collection. John and I also worked on a script for The Rubber Smile from a story that's in Black Butterflies. So yeah, Hollywood, if you're out there, like, it's, you know, once the writer's strike is over, we've got a horror script for you that you could do that's very meta. It's great. Anyways, John's his short story collections are all amazing, and there's several of them. Black Butterflies is a good place to start, but I'm going to suggest that you check out Living Shadows. Now, I have an early copy. This is a pre-release ARC advance review copy that I got at the time. Living Shadows is a really, really fantastic collection that has, I think, some of the best collections of his work. Now, he has a new edition of Really, 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 Really Weird Stories, which has new stories. There's also In Extremis, which is a great collection, and of course Black Butterflies. So there's lots of short story collections. He even has a collection, Lovecraft Alive, of his purely Lovecraftian fiction. So there's lots of short story collections to choose from if you want to delve into John Shirley's shorter works. One of the reasons why I like Living Shadows is it has it has a couple real classic stories. Sleepwalkers, which is one of his best. Blind Eye, which is the completion of a started never finished fragment by Edgar Allan Poe. Skeeter Junkie, Isolation Point, California, great story. Miss Singularity, My Victim, which was originally in Cemetery Dance, and one of my favorite of his novellas, science fiction Lovecraftian story called Buried in the Sky. You cannot beat Living Shadows. I highly recommend you get that book. So another one of John's classics from the 80s, and I've got like the 80s paperback of In Darkness Waiting, although there's a newer edition. You should get that edition of the trade paperback. I've got it on the shelf. It's a little buried back there, so that's this one was a little easier to pull out. Anyways, In Darkness Waiting is a fantastic horror novel that's about our baser instincts and how they can be exploited. It's kind of a small town horror thing set in Oregon. And he's done some really good novels set in that kind of environment, like Everything is Broken, which is a really great take on libertarianism and what John sees as its faults. In Darkness Waiting is a really, really great horror novel. It goes well with another one of his 80s classics, Cellars, which is a very hardcore horror novel set in New York City. So In Darkness Waiting is up there on one of the ones that you really need to read. Now, one of the ultimate classics of John's, and it's a Del Rey book, this is the book that sold me on John Shirley, the writer. Demons is basically a collection of two novellas put together to make one novel. And Demons book one is unfuckwithable. It is incredible. It is really great. The second one does some really important things and it's really good, but book one is a fucking doozy. It is a great, great novel. Now, you can skip ahead a little bit if you want, because I'm going to spoil it a little bit. I don't think it's going to spoil the process of the book. I'm just going to tell you some things about the story. But if you absolutely want to go in cold, you can do that. But before you skip ahead, just know that the audiobook is partially read by Harlan Ellison and is incredible and a really great experience. So if you can track down that audiobook of Harlan Ellison reading, that's really great. Demons is a hilarious, super kind of insane satire of, and it's an environmental novel. So one of the ideas of it is that there's this crazy apocalypse where these like insane demons just show up and start like tearing everybody apart. It's been a while since I've read it. But the idea is that the, and this is one of the reasons why book two is kind of important, even though, you know, you might not, it's really important because the reasons why these demons show up and the sacrifice that has brought them to the surface, it ties together in a way that makes the environmental message really, really incredible. And John is really good at environmental messages. Now, one that I don't have a copy of currently because I lent it to somebody who never gave it back to me, but one of John's best books is an apocalypse novel called The Other End. And The Other End is a very subtly amazing like message book. Because what it is it's like Left Behind, but for liberals and progressives, and it's really cool. It's a really, really great book. It has a very powerful opening, and so I don't want to say very much more, but I would say The Other End by John Shirley, if you could track it down. It's a little bit harder to find because it was a very limited run in the beginning. I believe Cemetery Dance might have published that. But most importantly, now, this is going to be the most important suggestion, is John's most recent hardcover. I know it's out on paperback now, so you can get it on trade paperback, but Stormland. Stormland is also an environmental novel, but it also has cyberpunk elements, but it's a cli-fi novel. It's very much, it takes place in a future South Carolina that is just getting hammered by unending storms. This shows that John is still at the top of his game. He he's writing a trilogy of westerns that have come out after this, and he has Suborbital 7 coming, which is kind of a science fiction action novel. But there could be more Stormland books, but we gotta get out there and support them and buy them. And this is one that I really think was underrated. I put a lot of energy into. I interviewed John on the Dickheads podcast about this book. It was my number two read of that year. It is really John at the top of his game. And I think someday we're going to look back at this book and say, unfortunately, he might have been onto something more than we wanted to realize. So, of course, there's The Angel with Television Eyes, there's Silicon Embrace, there's a whole bunch of other really fantastic John Shirley novels. I'm a huge fan of Transmaniacon, but I'm not even sure if it's in print right now. That is very early John Shirley. If you can track down the original, because in my opinion, you want to see the author's intent at the time, which I know John likes to update these books. I like to see them how they were. But anywho, read John Shirley. Start with Stormland and work your way back on this list. And, support this great author. He's doing a lot of work with different futurists, and there's routinely articles out there. I try to keep everybody updated on what John's doing on the John Shirley Fans Facebook page, which I'm a very active moderator on. So I believe this very wholeheartedly. So please get out there and read John Shirley books. And so thanks for joining me on Postcards from a Dying World. Yeah.